As the Holy Year of Mercy draws to a close, Vatican Radio has been looking at how it has been celebrated around the world. Lydia O'Kane spoke with the Archbishop of Cape Town, Stephen Brislin, to find out more about the many initiatives that have been taking place in his archdiocese.
First of all, Lydia, let me say that the Year of Mercy has touched people very deeply within their hearts. And I'm not only talking about Catholics, I'm talking about other Christian denominations and even people of other faiths. It's quite amazing that when I attend ecumenical meetings, so many speakers, whether Protestant or whether Muslim or Hindu, often refer to the Year of Mercy, and many of them quote Pope Francis. So it really is something that's hit home into the hearts of people, and I think that's very important because that is somehow a unifying factor. In Cape Town, we put our emphasis on getting parishes to try to do acts of mercy in various different ways. We had some diocesan events. On an archdiocesan level, we, of course, had the opening of the Door of Mercy at the cathedral, which was a wonderful celebration with representatives from all of our parishes. And we had a very special celebration on the Sunday of the Assumption. This, of course, is a big feast in South Africa because Mary Assumed into Heaven is our patronal feast. But this year we focus particularly on giving space to people who are involved in prison ministry and the work that they do and the care they have, the outreach they have for prisoners and their families and for victims, together with the whole restorative justice program. We had input from parishes, what they have been doing for the Year of Mercy, for example, visiting the elderly, the sick in their homes as a parish or as parish groups, visiting the Mater Domini home, which is for women who are having pregnancies under pressure to have them terminated. It's a safe and secure place for them. And so we gave that sort of emphasis to it on an archdiocesan level, as well as identifying various churches as churches of pilgrimage, because the Schoenstatt shrines, for example, were also doors of mercy, as well as a couple of the other churches. And we made sure that some of our churches remained open throughout, and people had the opportunity to go to confession for extended periods. But the main emphasis really was to put it onto the parishes, because we said that we feel that the Year of Mercy should really be a transformative process for our parishes, that the parish should be a real community, a caring community, a welcoming community. And therefore, the Year of Mercy shouldn't just be about certain actions that we do and then we forget about them in the future, but it should really try to transform our communities into being close-knit communities where people really take responsibility to reach out to those who are suffering in whatever way. And so we encourage parishes, and a lot of them on a spiritual level had pilgrimages to the different places of pilgrimage. They encouraged confession and reconciliation, but they also tried to look at what actions can actually be done, whether that was in terms of visiting the sick or establishing care groups, reaching out to people basically. And then, of course, on a personal level, we try to challenge people of saying, what can you do in order to perform all the corporal acts of mercy as an individual? So that was on a personal level, but the main emphasis of saying we need to change our parishes so that they can really become parishes of mercy.
I wanted to come back to, you were talking about ecumenism there. Yeah. So I just wanted to come back, was it exactly what Pope Francis wanted? It was part of this Year of Mercy. He wanted an ecumenical aspect to that. How delighted you were that happened, that there was this spirit of ecumenism this year?
Yes, absolutely. And as I say, it came up on a number of different occasions. During the course of this year, we also had a very special event with the Jewish people in Cape Town to celebrate Nostra Aetate, primarily, well, 50 years of that. But once again, the theme was of saying, you know, of mercy. That came out very strongly on that occasion. And with various interactions with the Muslim community, Imam Rashid Omar, for example, a very well-known imam in Cape Town, referred to the Year of Mercy on a number of occasions and has quoted Pope Francis quite extensively. And I think that all these events, and in Cape Town there's a very strong religious leaders forum that transcends all the different faiths. And again, in that, we have been looking at ways of reaching out to people and expressing acts of mercy in response to what Pope Francis has called us to do.
Well, wanted to ask you about the issue of racism in South Africa and at the present time, and because it has been talked about, I know among the bishops it has been an issue. So with that in mind, how do you have that spirit of encounter, especially in a year like this? How much have you been able to, how much has the year been able to help in that regard?
You see, you've touched on a very important point for us as South Africans. Racism is still an issue in South Africa. Apartheid, the system of discrimination, of course, has been taken off the statute book. We have a very good and strong constitution that protects the rights of each and every person. But that's only in terms of legislation. In terms of changing the hearts of people, that's something that has to be done on a completely different level. And unfortunately, because of our past, we continue to battle with racism. A number of organizations has taken this up, and the Bishops' Conference as well has taken it up. And we're looking at different programs that can be practically implemented in parishes to try and get people together to talk and to share their stories, their experiences, if you like, in a non-threatening environment and a safe environment. At the moment, we're working quite closely with an organization called Heartlines, which in the past has produced videos and material around particular values, such as truth, loyalty, and so on. And so they're busy working on a program at the moment and doing a film dealing with racism. But I think we've also got to go deeper than that and to see the institutionalized racism that still does exist in South Africa. And our Justice and Peace Department is working very hard on that, of identifying this and saying, what can we practically do to make people aware of it? I think people in South Africa have a lot of goodwill. I mean, we don't want to be racist, but we've grown up like this, and we've grown up in a very divided society. And of course, we must never forget that racism is really a world issue. South Africa, because of its past, we experience it intensely. But in a number of different countries, there are incidents of racism as well.
I wanted to come to the issue of young people. We've seen recently student protests in South Africa, but also, I mean, we had the World Youth Days in Poland this year. Blessed are the merciful was the theme. For young people, for disaffected young people, for people who maybe they need a sense of evangelization, maybe that people have fallen away from the church, does there need to be a sense of becoming closer to young people, of getting closer to young people, of bringing them in, of talking to them? How do you do that, and especially in a year like this? How do you find is a good way of doing that?
I think you're absolutely right. What is happening in South Africa with the student protests at the moment is absolutely tragic. You know, most of our universities are closed, and this is a crucial time of the year, the academic year, because it's in South Africa the academic year ends at the end of the calendar year. So a lot of students are not going to be able to write their exams. And we've seen vast destruction of poverty. We've seen the anger and the frustration of students. And it seems that people are just talking across each other. There doesn't seem to be proper listening going on and understanding. And so I'm not quite sure how this is going to be resolved. But I do feel very often that we are not mentoring our young people properly. And I think that we very often don't understand the problems and the difficulties that they experience. Most of our students at universities come from very, very poor backgrounds. And they actually struggle very much. Their parents struggle to pay the fees. Very often these young people struggle even to get food to eat. And I think that we're not actually realizing the type of frustration and the struggles that they go through. I don't think that we realize the anxieties and the stress that they have. So I think the type of mentoring, of coming closer to them, is very important. Fortunately, we do have an organization that is affiliated to the Bishops' Conference called REAP, Rural Education Access Program. And they provide bursaries for young people, at least to get them started at university. But far more important than that, they also provide a mentoring program so that if a young person at university is experiencing difficulty, they can contact somebody in REAP and they can get some counseling or mentoring. And I think this is very small in the grand scheme of things, but I think those sort of programs would enormously benefit our students. Mm.
The Year of Mercy, it's drawing to a close. What is the next step, do you think, the legacy of it? What can people learn? When Pope Francis talks about the importance of the works of mercy, you were talking about poverty there. There is welcoming the stranger. There are so many different aspects that you can attach to mercy, the corporal and spiritual works. So as we go into another year, how can you harness what's been learned from this year?
Whatever happens, whatever happens in this, we mustn't forget the message of the Year of Mercy and the fact that it wasn't something for just 1 year. It must continue, because the very essence of the gospel is about mercy. The very essence of the gospel is that Christ came in order to save his people, and Christ came to heal, to make whole, to give people the fullness of life. And if we are going to be faithful to that essence of the gospel, we've got to continue what has been started. So I think just because we come into the official end of the Year of Mercy, these things must continue. And we must keep on reminding people of what has been done and how we need to deepen that in the future.